Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Oh, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Today's one of those days that's going to go. I mean, I've been doing this a long time, and I've talked exhaustively about the Heller decision, about the McDonald's decision, and now we have the Bruin decision. But I'm not really well versed in the ins and outs of what this means, so I've reached out to one gentleman who has kept the faith throughout the years. He is the singular most effective Second Amendment advocate in North Carolina, one of the biggest in the Southeast. He comes from something called Grassroots North Carolina, and he is Paul Vallone. Good afternoon, sir. We got Paul, right? There we go. All right.
Oh.
There you are. Okay.
Yeah, there we go. I said, thank you, sir. I'm honored by your description of me.
Well, I mean, I'm just going by your work. So with this decision, from what I'm reading, and I've only got I've just been looking at Town Hall and everything. Is this as all encompassing as it sounds?
Well, it won't be all encompassing, but it will be very significant in states which have restrictive concealed handgun laws or may issue handgun laws, as opposed to North Carolina and other states which have shall issue concealed handgun laws, or in some cases they have constitutional carry. But it's going to be a nightmare for the left in places like California and New Jersey, and obviously it already has been for New York. The governor has come out, and the governor and the mayor of New York have both come out predicting gloom and doom, just like everybody, all the gun control people predicted when we started passing shall issue concealed handgun laws. And, of course, they've been wrong every time they've predicted it.
Do you expect them to fall in line with this?
Well, I mean, they really have no choice. Now, what I do think, therein lies the beauty of the, and it was a 6-3 decision, even got Roberts, okay? And
yeah.
Roberts has been known to waffle a bit. And it was beautifully written by Clarence Thomas on his birthday. It's so appropriate because Clarence Thomas has been for many years saying that the Second Amendment was being treated as a second-class right. And he was absolutely right. Judges were applying the wrong evidentiary standards and the wrong judicial standards, and now that will no longer be an option for them.
Now, one thing that I this is where I expect them to all come out and go, Tenth Amendment, Tenth Amendment, as if for some reason. I guess one of Clarence Thomas's things, I noticed this in the way he wrote his decision or his opinion, was about that hierarchy, the first class, second class right, and making it a first class right. They're very upset. I mean, I think Jeffrey Toobin got off of a Zoom call to get on CNN and get out there and say, you know, it's never been a first class right and all this other nonsense. How will they attempt, you think, to go around this, or do you think they'll just fall by the wayside?
No, I think they will try to go around it. What they'll try to do. The Supreme Court has said that there are sensitive areas where you can restrict the carry of firearms.
Oh.
And so I predict that next they will try to declare every street corner in the city of New York a sensitive area and try to do an end run around it. We'll probably have to go back to court yet again. But I don't know how widely that will be attempted, and I don't know how successful it will be. But I'm sure that they'll try to do an end run around this, because you and I both know, to the left, to the, you know, most of the Democrats, the Constitution is meaningless. You know,
right.
They all say, I support the Second Amendment, but. And then after the but comes everything that negates the first part of the sentence.
Well, I've seen some of the reactions, some of the knee-jerk reactions coming from them, and some of them are quite interesting, especially Kathy Hochul's.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's out there saying, oh, this was horrible. This was a horrible thing to do. We're still getting over a mass shooting, although she leaves out the part that we're getting over a mass shooting with all of our gun control here in New York, and he bought the gun here in New York.
Exactly. Exactly right. And matter of fact, tomorrow we are holding, this is sort of the best of days and the worst of days for people that support gun rights, because on one hand we have the decision of the Supreme Court, on the other we have the federal gun control coming through the Senate, which is almost certainly going to pass because they've got 65 votes for cloture. So we're holding a demonstration in Raleigh tomorrow at the district office for Senator Tom Tillis, who we're calling Traitor Tom Tillis because he was one of the Republicans that negotiated this gun control deal. And we're bringing into North Carolina a gentleman named Stephen Williford. Mr. Williford was the hero of Sutherland Springs.
Yeah, I know Stephen.
Stopped the church massacre at the First Baptist Church by shooting the perpetrator with an AR-15 and then chasing him down in a vehicle chase. So our point is that armed citizens don't increase crime. Dr. John Lott has done plenty of research on the topic from early on that shall-issue handgun laws actually deter murder, rape, and aggravated assault. They don't increase it. We're making these cities safer.
Now I know Lott's done some stuff, some research as to this, but I see people like Gavin Newsom out there saying, you know, the red states have more killings because there's so many more available guns, and they have such lax gun law. But I mean, like, what you're going to go see Traitor Tom for? They're saying Chris Murphy, who's head of that little cabal of Democrat and Republican deep thinkers, they're saying that this legislation they're getting ready to pass is going to save lives. And it's going to do nothing of the sort, is it? But that's all what they always say, right? It's going to save lives, but what it's actually going to do is it's just going to add to the tripwires that are already out there, right?
Absolutely right. These provisions, like, for example, the incentive to pass red flag gun confiscation laws. These laws allow anybody, in some cases, it could be a neighbor even or a coworker, and certainly a vengeful ex-spouse, to have you declared dangerous by a court of law in an ex parte hearing you don't even know is occurring, much less do you get a chance to defend yourself in court. Oftentimes, the first time somebody is aware of one of these orders is when the police show up to confiscate his guns.
Right.
And in fact, that's how a man in Ferndale, Maryland, died 4 years ago.
Mr. Willis?
Answered his door at 5, I believe so. And he answered his door at 5:17 in the morning because somebody was banging on the door, and, you know, understandably, he did it with a gun in his hand. Well, it didn't work out well. Police shot him.
Well, I mean, and now, do you expect, now given that this has occurred, with players like Gottlieb out there, who has this massive little, he's put together this little legal machine that goes out there and brings all these suits and everything, that he will bring suit in some state where he can get it overturned or get it stayed or something, and then that's going to throw that to the Supreme Court. Do you think that's in the offing?
It's entirely plausible. As a matter of fact, Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation and our organization were both litigants in what was supposed to establish a right to carry firearms outside the home in our state of North Carolina.
Hey, hang on, Paul. Hang on right there. We're coming up on the break. We'll pick that up where we got off. Talking to Paul Vallone from Grassroots North Carolina. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Paul Vallone, who is on his way to go embarrass one of his sitting senators in the beautiful state of North Carolina, just over the border from me. Of course, I have Lindsey Graham over here, Paul. I'm sure he and Tom are thick as thieves, aren't they?
Oh, Oh, absolutely. And he was, he just voted, I'm sure he's going to vote for Kocher on this. He is guaranteed that he will. So yeah, he's one of the rhinos. I'm happy to say tomorrow our event will feature two rhinos, rhinoceroses, holding up signs calling Tom a rhino, of course, Republican in name only.
Right. You know, I had hopes for Lindsey during the Kavanaugh hearings because he sort of like grew a spine spontaneously.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess he checked it at the door or something. I don't know what he did.
Yeah, he seems to be very inconsistent, unfortunately. We'll at this point, we expect the federal legislation to pass. What we're really trying to do at this point, unfortunately, we call this the Surrender Caucus. These 10 Republicans who negotiated this so-called compromise, which is not really compromise because we don't get anything out of it. We just lose a little bit less than we would have lost.
Right.
So it's actually capitulation is what it is, not compromise. And what we want to convince these people is that we want to leave such a bad taste in their mouth over this one that when the Democrats come back for more, which they will immediately after they win this one, at least the Republicans will perhaps realize their constituents will not accept, you know, additional gun control. We hope.
Well, I mean, John Cornyn, he went to Texas and he got booed in Texas.
And you know, part of the reason he got booed, the gentleman that we're bringing in, Stephen Williford, actually went to the GOP convention and addressed the crowd before Cornyn spoke. The way he puts it, he said, I can't tell you I'm the only reason they booed him off stage. He said, but I'd like to think I'm part of it. So.
Well, Stephen is a very plain-spoken kind of man with an extraordinary backstory. So that's, I can see, because most of these politicians are, they're never going to be the man that he is, but that's all beside the point. Now, going forward, when you say the Democrats are going to be back for more, they've just made it in the Supreme Court where shall issue is the law of the land. If you can buy a gun, basically you qualify. If you pass the background check, you now qualify to carry a gun across the nation. They can no longer discriminate and say, but you don't have a need to carry a gun.
Yes.
So, they also have 25 states that are permitless carry now.
Yes.
So, and while they're out there making all this noise about gun grabs and gun bans and all this other stuff, what's actually happening is it is becoming a much more prevalent thing to be a gun carrier. There's more people now carrying than ever. There's, what, 15, 16 million new gun owners in the last 2 years just off of their efforts to shut us down, shut us off, shut us, you know. Are the Republicans even aware of these, those three little things I just talked about?
I believe they're aware of it. You know, they're probably as aware of the political situation as anybody, and more so. The question is, What do their ethics permit them to do? Because oftentimes their flexible ethics will allow them to pander to the, you know, to what they feel is the popular opinion. I'm sure they're doing this because they feel it will benefit them in the 2022 elections, but I find it difficult to believe it will. It will probably actually hurt them to a certain extent. It could actually endanger the so-called red wave that everybody's predicting, unfortunately.
Well, I don't know. See, here's the problem I have, and I don't know why Cornyn and Graham aren't looking at this going, well, you know, listen, you old senile bat. We're over here trying to do some good faith negotiation, even though we're selling our constituents down the road, and you're making us look bad. In the meantime, Biden's calling all these states saying, restrict this, restrict that, ban this, ban that. He's absolutely going after things like certain things haven't happened. You in some bad weather there?
Yeah, we are. As a matter of fact, are you getting noise?
Well, I mean,
I'm in a rainstorm.
Yeah. But with that, knowing all of these things and everything, do you think the Republicans will have, if they do this one thing, do you think they will come back and say, okay, well, yeah, we agree, that was a good first step? Or are they going to say, no, we already gave you that?
We will hope that they respond by realizing that if they continue to pursue additional gun control, their constituents will vote them out. I fully expect both Tillis and Cornyn to be primary in our next election. Tillis thinks that 4 years that he has, that we have to wait until his re-election bid will insulate him from this. But the reality is that we have very long memories, and I personally will do my best to primary him and remove him from office. Tillis only won by 1.7% of the vote last time. It was the gun vote that allowed him to win. And quite frankly, we weren't that interested in Tom Tillis, but we were interested in the control of the United States Senate. And so that's why we ended up supporting him.
Yeah, I had heard of him. I don't know that much about him. I've never thought of him as Captain Conservative. But, you know, one thing about these senators, and I mean, you sort of pointed this out, all of these guys that want to go down this route, when is Cornyn up for re-election?
I'm inclined to say 2024, but I'm not sure.
So for a sitting senator, that's sort of just around the block. So it just makes me wonder. Do you think they think? And see, like, here's what happened with Lindsey Graham last time. Lindsey Graham is not the most beloved senator in the United States. Definitely not in his home state. And five Republicans got out there and tried to primary him. I talked to a couple of them, and I said, you're going to have to do something to separate yourself from the herd. But Lindsey won't even debate with some of these guys, but none of them did that. At that time, I was still sort of connected to Gun Owners of America, and I could have called Larry Pratt up and said, hey, will you give an endorsement to this guy or that guy or this guy? And none of them took me up on that because the NAGR gave all of them money. We talked our way into the break again. You hang on for me again, Paul State, and keep the shiny side up while we're in the break. We'll be right back. Talking to Paul Vallone from Grassroots North Carolina, this is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The summer is just starting and temperatures across the country are getting the memo. The sweltering heat is continuing Thursday in the deep south with some areas hitting 110 degrees. Heat advisories are in effect from Florida to the Great Lakes. Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is testifying before the House Financial Services Committee. Following the Fed's approval of a large interest rate increase, Powell saying the Fed Reserve understands the impact of high inflation and that supply chain disruptions are continuing in Asia and could cause inflation to continue rising.
The surge in prices of crude oil and other commodities that resulted from Russia's invasion of Ukraine
is boosting prices for gasoline and fuel and is creating additional upward pressure on inflation.
Inflation sitting at a 40-year high. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Supreme Court's 6-3 conservative majority struck down a New York state law that requires gun owners to show reason when applying for a concealed weapons permit. New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul criticizes the timing of the decision.
It's particularly painful that this came down at this moment. We were still dealing with families in pain from mass shootings that have occurred, the loss of life, their beloved children and grandchildren.
The Biden administration is expected to soon announce a new aid package for Ukraine. Multiple reports say it could be worth up to $500 million. It would reportedly include high-mobility artillery rocket systems. That's in addition to new artillery ammo. The war between Russia and Ukraine is hitting the four-month mark. This as New York City is sending a large shipment of more than 70 pallets of critical supplies to Ukraine, such as hospital beds, medical supplies, and food rations. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is Lock and Load. Talking to Paul Vallone of Grassroots North Carolina. Grassroots North Carolina is really not, it doesn't get the accolades that some of them get, but Grassroots North Carolina probably is the most effective state organization that I'm aware of, at least. You have a tremendous one-loss record when it comes to imposing your will, don't you?
Yes, I like to think we do. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll do a shameless bit of self-promotion here. Because I've been at this for 28 years, and we've passed all sorts of laws, elected all sorts of pro-gun candidates, and defeated all sorts of anti-gun candidates, I decided that it was time to provide a book of tactics for our side so that we can win. I looked around for books to teach people how to do things like legislative action or boycotts or demonstrations or, you know, this wealth of information that I have managed to accumulate. And there wasn't any such book, so I wrote it. The book is Rules for Anti-Radicals, and they can get it at rulesforantiradicals.com. Rulesforantiradicals.com. I hope this will become the definitive handbook for conservative political activists.
Is rule one, carry the rules for radicals in your back pocket and slap them in the face whenever they try to impose those rules on you but not on themselves?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Yeah, yeah. You recognize the Rules for Anti-Radicals, the play on Saul Alinsky's book.
Yeah.
His Rules for Radicals, the 13 rules that he came up with that, frankly, have become the playbook for the left over the last 50 years. They use them to great effect. And many of the trends we see today result from the use of his tactics. But I actually went well beyond that. I do list Alinsky's rules to discuss how we can apply them. But it goes way beyond that to the point of specifics on how, you know, basically it's designed, part one is designed for the average citizen so he can help defeat leftism in daily life. Part two of the book is for somebody who wants to become a little bit more involved and wants to become a bit of an activist, and part three is for even experienced activists on things like how to create nonprofit organizations, political action committees, fundraising, copywriting for nonprofits, a whole wide variety of things. So I'm hoping I'm giving people the tools, because I'm not going to be at this all that much longer. And so I'm hoping to equip people with the tools necessary to continue defending our rights after I'm no longer in the fight.
You going to draft Mark Robinson?
I'm hoping he will be our next governor.
Yeah.
It was actually a video that was put together by one of our volunteers at Grassroots North Carolina that went viral and made Mark Robinson the sensation that allowed him to eventually become lieutenant governor of the state of North Carolina and hopefully our next governor.
Yeah. Yeah, he is a charismatic dude, that Mr. Robinson.
Yes, he is.
Very charismatic.
He drives the left insane. He drives nuts. He really does.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it? Whenever you got somebody that comes in and plain speaks, and plus, so I don't know, you know, they get out there and they say the Second Amendment is for racists, and then he steps in there and says, "Really?" I can just imagine how much of an impact that has. Now, we have a few minutes before the break here, so if you would, I haven't really given you a chance to do this. Tell people about Grassroots North Carolina.
Well, Grassroots North Carolina is exactly what the name implies. We're a grassroots collection of volunteers, all volunteers, from all walks of life who share a common concern that our constitutionally guaranteed freedoms are being eroded. And so we also do national projects now. We're actually gearing up a national organization, Rights Watch International. And so if they want to find us, they can find us at grnc.org, grnc.org.
They have at the top of their page, they have something called Remember in November. That's where the problem comes. That's where the problem comes, isn't it? We all get most. And let me ask you a question. And I don't mean any offense to any of you gun owners that are listening to this right now. But gun owners can be, some gun owners can be, sort of an apathetic lot, can't they?
Well, some can be. Although I would note that we probably have a higher rate of participation in politics than many other causes do. But
yes,
there are still a number of people who remain apathetic and people who, quite frankly, think that just because they're coming out for those nasty black rifles doesn't mean they'll come after my shotgun. They won't. You know, they don't want my shotgun, my hunting shotgun, my over and under.
Yeah.
Nonsense. They want them all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, like, now, while Grassroots North Carolina, which is very successful and very effective, for a gun rights organization to work, it has to be very effective in the seat of government. And when Paul rolls in there, ice begins to form on the spines of these little political malleable critters. But, I mean, there is, for example, there's no analog to what you do, as far as I know, here in my state of South Carolina.
Unfortunately, I think there is not. There was at one point a Grassroots South Carolina that patterned themselves after us, but they are unfortunately no longer operating.
Right.
In respect to what you say, you are right. I tell people my goal is to be reviled in all the right places, because I'm sure I'm equally hated by the leadership of both parties in our state and outside our state in some cases.
Well, I think one of the problems we have is that there's not as many analogs to Grassroots North Carolina. I think Georgia probably has something going on there. They may have one or two organizations going on. I don't know about Tennessee. I don't know about Alabama. But see, those states, of course, the states I'm mentioning, that's not where the issue is. And the other thing that I see, like gun owners of California. Okay? I know a little bit about gun owners of California. I don't know how much they actually do. I don't know how effective they actually are. They try to operate sort of the way you do, but I don't think Sam Paradis is as nearly a forceful personality as you are in California. Plus, he's in California. He's having to deal with that mess.
That's a big handicap right there.
Yeah. And I'm aware of some gun rights people in New Jersey. And
with respect to gun owners in California, I'm sure you know that was H.L. Richardson, quote, confrontational politics. He originally formed gun owners in California and eventually gun owners of America.
Right.
So actually, those confrontational politics are exactly what I teach in the book, only we've expanded on it considerably and adapted it to the 21st century for the use of technology, social media and everything else to defend our rights. And that's precisely what I want to do. I want to teach people in other states how to do this, okay?
Okay.
And to get them motivated to defend their rights in an effective way. I was on Tom Gresham with this thing, and he loved it. He's like, finally, a handbook that shows us how to win. And that's precisely what I've have in mind to do.
Well, see, I'm just going to say this. Most gun rights organizations are fundraisers. They do a lot of fundraising. They tell me, give me $5 more and I'll get those M1 Garands back from South Korea that are sitting there. All that other nonsense. And they never get out there and do that kind of thing. So that should be old hat. But we're coming up on the next break, last break. How do they find you at Grassroots North Carolina?
Again, grnc.org, grnc.org, and we'll set them up. Frankly, if anybody wants advice on organizations in other states, I'll be happy to provide that advice.
Well, that would be great advice for somebody to get. And if you're in Raleigh and you're going to be there tomorrow, go there and see, get the directions on where they're going to be protesting, because Mr. Tillis is going to be getting some fan mail tomorrow. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Jason, can you go ahead and call him back? He thought we were done. Hey, go get him for me. He's expecting the call. He's driving on his way to go give Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina a piece of the North Carolinian... Paul, do you need his number? Okay. I got a few questions to ask him because he has written this book that is a sort of an instructive manual about how to do confrontational politics, but at the same time. Some people already do this, or they're attempting to do this, and I don't know what he knows about them. I don't know. I certainly don't know. But right now we're just trying to get him back as he drives down some highway in North Carolina. Oh. Okay. I'm getting a text in from him now. He's saying thumbs up. This is the drama of live radio. As we try to get Mr. Vallone back on the line. Okay. Huh. Hang on a second. Let me ask you which number you're trying to call. I think you might have... I don't know. Which one you got? Let's go to that. It's TUV. There we go. Have you got a 704 number? That's where he's at. He's in a car. In the rain. And we had him and we lost him, didn't we? Okay. I'm sorry if I misled you. We got about 7 minutes of prime real estate to play with on this. I want to ask you a question. Now, there's a lot of like for the last 2 weeks, I've had some ladies on from the DC project. And the D.C. Project, they go and they sit down with their politicians. I don't know for how long they get to be with them or what. But whatever it is, whatever's going on, I would think that that is... I don't know how confrontational that is. I don't know. Do you? Do you know anything about the D.C. Project?
I don't know that much about them, but I will say this. What makes politicians listen are numbers. They'll tell you, you know, I'd rather get one well-written letter than 1,000 emails. Well, that's true. Actually, they'd rather get no letter so that they can shaft you with impunity and you won't even, you know, do anything about it. But what they... The reason they'd rather get one letter than 1,000 emails is that emails imply organization. Somebody who generates 1,000 emails can generate 1,000 votes against that politician. And
right.
That is how we do confrontational politics. And so consequently, we are very good at applying intense grassroots pressure on particular legislators or committees or in some cases corporations. The late Senator Everett Dirksen, I'm sure you've heard this from GOA, but when I feel the heat, I see the light. Okay? It's true.
Right. So I guess my question, and here's another question I have. Like, I've heard it said here in South Carolina that Lindsey Graham believes that he is elected in order to employ his intellect. So in other words, we give him our votes, we give him our money, and then you just go on up there, Lindsey, and you just be Lindsey. That's all we want you to do. Just be Lindsey. Don't listen to us. Don't even worry about representing us, Lindsey. We want you to be Lindsey. Is that the way these senators think? Are they out there going, well, you know, I'm a United States senator. You know what that means, right? First of all, I only have to get reelected every 6 years. You know how short the memories are? What's the translation of all that? When you see Senator Tillis, for example. Now, Senator Tillis, does he know who you are?
Oh, absolutely.
I would be surprised if he didn't, yeah.
He knows very well who I am. He used to be Speaker of the North Carolina House, and we beat the daylights out of him then, too, because he was a rhino even then. He tried to kill one of our bills, and when he was planning to run for the United States Senate, and we put pressure on him by basically saying that we would make a mission out of his Senate bid if he didn't pass the bill.
Right.
So, I think what happens oftentimes, Tillis was a rhino from the very start, but even decent legislators, you may remember Lindsey Graham in the House was the House impeachment manager against Bill Clinton.
He did
some pretty good things in the House. But what happens after about one or two terms of being called the honorable, okay, it starts going to their head. They start believing it. And suddenly they become increasingly disconnected from their constituents. I figure out of a typical, you know, House rep, we have about two good terms before they start going bad.
Right.
And so that's why they're politicians. Now, there are a few legislators, and only a very few, that I can say I trust. And they never make it very far in politics precisely because they are trustworthy. The rest of them are all just politicians. And, you know, politicians come and go, and I'm quite happy to take out any politician and remove him from office once they fail to do the bidding for what their constituents want.
I'll tell you one thing that I thought when I saw in New Jersey when Kevin Sweeney got beat by a no-moneyed guy, by a truck driver that had, what, $2,500, and he beat Kevin Sweeney. That told me right there that any one of these guys can be taken down by the right individual.
I would agree. And, you know, somebody asked me yesterday whether I believed in term limits or not. And I said, well, I'm a little conflicted, but, you know, the framers provided us with term limits. They're called elections.
Sure.
And yes, it can sometimes be difficult to remove an entrenched incumbent, but that doesn't mean it can't be done. And primaries are just a wonderful place to do that because you don't have to swing as many votes in a primary. Even better, a runoff election. I love those, or special election.
Right.
You know, we removed Robert Pittenger from Congress. Okay. In a runoff election, by only a few hundred votes, I've elected a congressman in a different district by, I believe it was 67 votes, in a runoff election. Those are wonderful things. So, you know, this is what I try to teach people to do, to learn the intricacies of the system so that they can better, as you said earlier, project their will on the politicians, the target politicians.
Right. That's the tricky part. That's the tricky part, trying to figure out. And I guess the other part is that a politician or a trying to be an advocate means that you have to develop a sense of stamina and roll with the punches when it doesn't go the way you want it to go, and just say, well, I'm not wrong.
And you're going to have to accept that you win some and you lose some. Okay, it happens.
Right.
And but you. And burnout happens, too. I mean, a political activist, most of them get burned out. But what I counsel people to do is just keep to it. You know, you through the burnout, it eventually will get better. And so, you know, this is how we've got people for our organization who've been, you know, who were there at the founding of the organization in 1994 that
right.
are still volunteering for us.
Right.
All right? I mean, you know, running a grassroots mobilization outfit is a constant talent search. You're searching for leaders, you're searching for talent, and recruiting them wherever possible. That's one of the attributes of a good grassroots leader, is that they recruit other leaders. And, you know, these are all things the left knows. And they've known, they've got the Midwest Academy for social justice or something like that, teaching tactics, basically variations of Alinsky's tactics to the left. And they've been using them to beat the daylights out of us.
Right.
Why do you think the LGBTQIA community has gotten made the inroads that they are? I mean, we're now having queen story hours.
Yeah. Well, we're running out of time too. So I'll circle back to you after this gets done, and we'll see what you found out. So, thank you for joining me
all
today.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Good luck. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.